圣言说，哎 ，Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Daya Guru Mure。Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Daya Guru Mure Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Daya Guru Mure Tumavina ke dayalu jagat sansar Patita Bhavana Hetu Tavavatar Patita Musama Patita Prabhu Nabhaive Premananda Shukhi Mahaprabhu Kripa Valokana Karo Ami Bado Dukhe Koro Sita Pati Adaita Goshai Daya Koro Tava Kripa Bale Paye Chaitanya Nita Sanatana Rupa Raguna Bhatta Yuga Shri Jiva Prabhu Lokana Daya Guru Shri Acharya Prabhu Shri Nivas Ramachandra Sangha Mage Narottama Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare,
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna,
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare,
Hare Krishna.
Jaya Gauranita, Jaya Gauranita, Gauranita, Jaya Gauranita, Jaya Gauranita, Jaya Gauranita, Gauranita, Jaya Gauranita, Haita Gaur Hari Gaur Hari Gaur Hari Gaur Nita Gaur Hari Gaur Nita Lila Pavishadaya Om Vishnu Pada Paramahamsa Vairaja Kachar Jashtotar Shri Sunaya Bhaktir Narvinda Bhakti Vedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada Ki Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita ki, Samaveda Bhakta Vrinda ki, Dai Gaur Pramanande. Om Ajnanta Mirandasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshur Unmilitam Yena Tasmai Sri Gurave Namaha Sri Chaitanya Manovishtam Sthapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Sapadantikam Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prasthaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swamini Dinamine Namaste Sarasate Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paschatya Deshatharine Vancha Kalpatarubhyascha Kripasindubhya Evacha Paditanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Jai Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhara Sri Vasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama 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 Hare Hare So this morning we're reading from Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita, Madhya Lila chapter 20. Text number 37 to 53. Right? Chapter 20, yes. Chapter 20, perhaps. Jay Jai Jai Sri Chaitanya Jai Nityananda. Jai Dvaita Chanda Jaya Gaura Bhakta Vrinda. Jai Jai Sri Chaitanya Jai Nityananda. Jai Dvaita Chandra Jaya Gaura Bhakta Vrinda. Jai Jai Sri Chaitanya Jai Nityananda. Jai Dvaita Chandra Jaya Gaura Bhakta Vrinda. Thank you. Hare Krishna. So, text 37. So we can all read it together. Chali chali gosain tobe aila haji pure sandhya kale basila ek udyana bhitare. Walking and walking, Sanatana Goswami finally arrived at a place called Hajipur. That evening, he sat down within a garden. 38. Shei Hajipure rahe Srikanta taranam Goshaira bhaginipati kore rajakam. In Hajipur, there was a gentleman named Srikanta who happened to be the husband of Sanatana Goswami's sister. He was engaged there in government service. 39. Tina Lakshya Mudra Raja Adhya Chetarastane Ghoda Mulya Laya Pathaya Patsarastane. Is it too fast I'm reading? Srikanta had 300,000 gold coins with him, which had been given to him by the emperor for the purchase of horses. Thus, Srikanta was buying horses and dispatching them to the emperor. 40. Tungi uparvashi sei gosain re dekhilo ratre ek jan sange gosain pas aayilo. When Srikanta was sitting in an elevated place, he could see Sanatana Goswami. That night, he took a servant and went to see Sanatana Goswami. Text 41. Dui jana mili tatha ishta goshti kahilo bandhana mokshana katha gosain sakali kahilo. When they met, they had many conversations. Sanatana Goswami told him in detail about his arrest and release. Text 42. Teho kahe din dui raha e sthane bhadra ho chhade maline vasane. Srikanta then told Sanatana Goswami, stay here for at least 2 days and dress up like a gentleman. Abandon these dirty garments. 43. Goshai kahe ek kshana iha na rahibo ganga par kori deho ekhane chalibo. Sanatana Goswami replied, I shall not stay here even for a moment. Please help me cross the Ganges. I shall leave immediately. Text 44. Yatna kari teho ek bhot kambal dilo ganga par kori dilo goshai chalilo. With great care, Sanatana Goswami, Srikanta gave him a woolen blanket and helped him cross the Ganges. Thus, Sanatana Goswami departed again. Oh, 45, yes. Tabe Varanasi Goshai, Aila Koto Dine, Suni Anandita Hoyla, Prabhu Ragamane. After a few days, Sanatana Goswami arrived at Varanasi. He was very pleased to hear about Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's arrival there. 46. Chandrasekhare Ghare Asi Dwarate Vasila Mahaprabhu Jani Chandrasekhare Kahila. Sanatana Goswami then went to the house of Chandrasekhar and sat down by the door. Understanding what was happening, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu spoke to Chandrasekhar. 47. Dware ek Vaishnava hai bolahata hare, Chandrasekhar dekhe Vaishnava nahi ka dware. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, there is a devotee at your door, please call him in. Going outside, Chandrasekhar could not see a Vaishnava at his door. 48. Dware te Vaishnava nahi, Prabhu re po kahilo, keho hai kahi, Prabhu tahare puchilo. When Chandrasekhar informed the Lord that no Vaishnava was at his door, then Lord asked him, is there anyone at your door at all? 49. Keho kahe ek darvesha ache dware, tare ana prabhu bakke kahila tahare. Chandrasekhar replied, there is a Muslim mendicant. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu immediately said, please bring him here. Chandrasekhar then spoke to Sanatana Goswami, who was still sitting beside the door. Verse 50. Prabhu to mai bolai, aise darvesh, suni anande sanatan korila pravesh. O Muslim mendicant, please come in. The Lord is calling you. Sanatana Goswami was very pleased to hear this order, and he entered Chandrasekhar's house. 51. Tahar angane dekhi prabhu dhaya aila, tare alingan kori prema beshta hoila. As soon as Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu saw Sanatana Goswami in the courtyard, he immediately went up to him with great hastily. After embracing him, the Lord was overwhelmed with ecstatic love. 52. Prabhu sparse prema vishta hoila sanatan, more na choi ho kahe gad gad vachan. As soon as Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu touched Sanatana Goswami, Sanatan was also overwhelmed with ecstatic love. In the faltering voice, he said, oh my Lord, do not touch me. 53. Dui jane gala gali rodana apar, dekhi Chandrasekhare rahoila chamatkar. Shoulder to shoulder, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Sanatana Goswami began to cry immediately, unlimitedly. Chandrasekhar was very astonished to see this. That's the end of today. So we are hearing Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's meeting, Sanatana Goswami's meeting Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Just before this was Sanatana Goswami, it was described how Sanatana Goswami got released from his position. Sri Rupa Goswami left the job, his duties at the government of Nawab Hussain Shah. And Rupa Goswami and his brother, and their brother, a younger brother, Anupam, they came to see Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. That we heard in chapter 19. So as Rupa Goswami met Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and after he went to Vrindavan, Rupa Goswami wrote a letter to Sanatana Goswami. What was the Sanatana Goswami could understand? The message was in one sloka. I think that the last Navin Nirodha Prabhu was reading. Where is that Madhupuri of Yadupati? Yeah, it is there. And then where is the Kosalapuri of Raghupati? How do we understand? Yeah, well, I guess that the great king come and go, and you know, but then you have to um, you have. Yeah, I couldn't still, I still understand. you have to be patient and be on your path. Anyway, Sanatana Goswami understood the message, right, however it was. And then he made a trick. Yeah, he was planning for a long time that he was not going to his job, and then making excuse that he was sick. And but at home he was having lots so many Brahmins and reading Bhagavatam, discussing Bhagavatam. So the king got to know that he was not sick. He was pretty well, being at home, and then just discussing with the Brahmins. So he said, "Well, why you don't do your job? I'm going to Orissa. You should come with me." So Sanatana Goswami said, "Well, you're going there to trouble my lord. I'm not going with you." Yeah. So then he prisoned him, I guess, right? And then Nababu Sensa left for Orissa, Sanatana Goswami offered some money, 10,000. We say 10,000 gold coins, or 10,000 rupees.
Gold coins. Not rupees.
Yeah. No, I was reading on that Brihad Bhagavatamrita introduction, and there were, I think, Gopi Pranadana Prabhu wrote the life of Sanatana Goswami. There he says, mentions rupees only. 10,000 rupees again. It doesn't say gold coins. Yeah, go
there. Yeah.
So anyways, that jailer, whoever was taking care of that department, he was kind of greedy, and he got that money. He agreed to release him. So Sanatana Goswami fled from there. You know. But sorry. Yeah, that was, I was calculating it, how, you know, he left from Ram, that was Ramkeli, right?
Yeah, it is.
Yeah, yes.
So
Ramkeli is in Malda,
yes.
Malda. So from Malda is a 6 hours drive from Mayapur, you know, north. From Mayapur if you drive, even if you go by train, that takes about, maybe 6 hours, Malda. And from there, that's called Ramkeli, that's where Sanatana Goswami was. And from there, he walked. I mean, there are a few other incidents and how he was in one place. He went to spend night, and then the landlord, he wanted to kill him, get money, because he got to know from a palmist or somebody, this guy has money. So Sanatana Goswami asked Ishan, that was his servant, "Do you have any money?" He said, he had 8, but he said, "I have 7. I have 7. Sanatana Goswami offered that money to him, you know. And the guy said, I knew you had money. I wanted to kill you and get the money." I don't know, why would you kill me for this money? And then he said, "Okay, get me across the river, or hilly track. There are hilly tracks there. So as he crossed the hilly track, and I mean, it's like a distance of almost 500 kilometers from there to Hajipur, you know. So as he arrived at Hajipur, then
Sanatana Goswami said, do you have any more money? He said, I have one more gold coin. He said, okay, you take this money and go home. Hare Krishna. I don't need you anymore. So then in Hajipur, Sanatana Goswami said, I guess he knew where Shrikanta was, and he knew, you know, that was his relative. So he sat on the garden. And then Shrikanta, he was sitting in a high chair or somewhere in a high place. He could see there is somebody in the garden. Probably he could recognize. That's why he came in dark at night to meet him. So, Bandhana Mokshana Sava Katha Shakali Kohila. So Sanatana Goswami and Shrikanta, they had nice conversation, and Sanatana Goswami mentioned how he was captured and how he got released from all that. So Shrikanta said, so you can spend time with us in a few days, you can stay here and, you know, wear nice clothes. He said, no, I can't stay here. I'm going immediately. Just help me to cross the river. I was thinking about the Hajipur was, this is on the bank of Gandaki River. Gandaki River is coming from Nepal, you know, and it's meeting Ganges, the Ganga. So it's in the confluence of Gandaki and Ganga, there is a Hajipur. On the east side of Ganga is Hajipur, and west side of Ganga is Patna. So Hajipur and Patna, they are just in both sides of this river, you know, the other side of the river. So, but they are connected with one long bridge. That's called Mahatma Gandhi River. Mahatma Gandhi Bridge. Setu. Mahatma Gandhi Setu. Yeah, it's long. Like, they say one of the longest bridges in the world. One of the, not only. It's 5 kilometer long. In mile, it will be 3.57 mile. In Jackson, will be about 2 miles, 2 mile longer on the St. John's River.
That place is still called Hajipur?
Yeah, it is still called Hajipur. And it's one of the most developing city in Bihar.
And it's
sorry?
Next to Patna,
I mean, Patna is the other side of the Ganga?
Yeah.
Hajipur is the other side of the Ganga, yeah. So east side and west side. So they're connected by this Mahatma Gandhi Bridge. And what else I was saying? That, so Hajipur is the headquarter and largest city of Vaishali district of Bihar. Besides being the second fastest growing city next to Patna, Patna is the capital of Bihar, so it's much developed according to their standard. And next to that, I mean, second number is Hajipur, because it's very close to it. It's the 16th most populous city of Bihar. So I noted that it's more or less a 500 kilometer from Ramkeli to Hajipur. That must be Sanatana Goswami walked to meet Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Such a desire. We want to go to see a temple, and we need always to have a car. we don't want to go barefoot, you know. So those days, such a desire to see Lord Chaitanya, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and you know, get the new goal in life. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, of course, Rupa Goswami also walked the same. You know, he walked all the way to Varanasi. So Sanatana Goswami walked. Let's calculate how many days it would have taken for Sanatana Goswami to meet Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. 500 kilometer. I used to walk 6 kilometer in 1 hour. I mean, I could still do, I guess. But we don't have the kilometer here, miles, so If you walk like that, even if one walks 5 kilometers in 1 hour, and if you keep walking like 12 hours a day, it will take about 7 days, 7-8 days to get there. So without walk, I mean, without eating, stopping anywhere, and whatever water you could drink anywhere, you would just drink water and go. And so keep going. Any idea how many days you would? No? Yeah.
I mean, Rogananda's Goswami is very short. But Sivananda Sen used to take 1 month. He was famine. From Sivananda Sen, from Mayapur to, or not Mayapur, where it was from. Puri.
Okay, yeah.
He took 12 days.
12 days. From Bengal to Puri? So all the devotees used to walk.
Generally it takes from 1 month near the rest, they have children, I don't know. He was going much faster than
he did. And all those devotees who went to, along with Sivananda Sen, all went to meet Lord Chaitanya in the Puri, they would be walking all the way, right?
1 month.
For 1 month.
Walk.
Hare Krishna.
No, this is 2 weeks.
In Braj Mandal Parikrama or in Navadvip Mandal Parikrama, we walk, right? Isn't it? So we have a certain standard of walking there. Like some people, some go by rickshaw, some go by motor, auto, and many walk with kirtan. And in the morning after breakfast, after Mangal Arati, you walk maybe 2 or 3 hours, and then you have breakfast, and then you walk three, four hours, you have lunch, and then you rest. Like maybe 4 or 5 hours of walk every day. And similarly in Braj Mandal Parikrama, Chaurasi course, 84 course. How many kilometers?
I don't know. Govardhan is 24.
Yes, yeah, so like Govardhan, so you walk like how many, 4 hours?
3 or 4 hours.
Yeah. 4 hours you walk and you can do 7 course. 7 course of Govardhan. So if you have done Govardhan Parikrama, you know, you are done for that day. Maybe for a few days, you're sore, the whole body. So imagine walking continuously 7 days or even months. Yeah. So from there, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was in Varanasi in Chandrasekhar's house. So from Hajipur again, he walked to Varanasi. So from there, Varanasi is about 700 kilometers again. From Hajipur, Varanasi is about 300 kilometers. 300 kilometers in the same way you calculate, it may have taken about five days. In calculating that, you walk like 12 hours. If you walk 12 hours, then it takes 5 days. So there he met Chandrasekhar. I don't know, they didn't have mobile communication those days. How he would know Chandrasekhar is right there in Varanasi. Varanasi is a big city.
He's super sure.
Super sure, yes.
He's better than silver.
Right. So he exactly went to Chandrasekhar's door, and then he waited. Something going to happen. Because Lord Chaitanya is here, Because Sanatana Goswami and Rupa Goswami, they have met Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu before they left their job in Ramkeli. So it was their great desire that they wanted to submit themselves, dedicate themselves in the mission of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So here, now the first, he wanted to, Sanatana Goswami wanted to meet Lord Chaitanya and get some valuable instructions, what I should be doing, who am I? When Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu asked Sanatana Goswami, write the books on the bhakti philosophy. Sanatana Goswami said, I don't even know who I am, how I do all this. It's a great job, Kei ami, kene amai, jare tapatra. Pushkar Prabhu asked this question to Navadvendra Maharaj. Navadvendra Maharaj here, he was leaving outside. You know. And he said, Pushkar! So Pushkar Prabhu comes and Jayami. So in one breath he said, Navadvendra Maharaj said, Kanayami, Jarita Patra. Kayami, Kayami, Kene Ame, Amai, Jare Tapatroy.
Kene Amai.
Yes. Kayami, who am I? Kene, why am I to me?
Jare
is burning. Tapatroy, three tribulations. Ihana Janiya Ami, Kemane Hitohoi. So I don't know even this. How I am burning with these tribulations. How can I see my welfare? So, Sri Sanatana Goswami, here is what he say. So he reached the place at Varanasi after walking so many days, Aila Kotadini. Didn't count how many days it took, but the Kotadinika, so many days he walked. Until that time, Sanatana Goswami, even though we know him as Sanatana Goswami, right? So he was Davir Khash, was it? Davir Khash. Shakar Malik. Yeah, I was analyzing. It's not Malik. We normally say we Malik, but it's not Malik. It's right. Malik means my Lord, right? So because they have given this post, the position, very high position. Sanatana Goswami was a treasurer.
Prime minister.
Okay. And Rupa Goswami was
treasurer.
So yeah, it's a very respectable position. So in this way they call Malik. In Hindi also it's known. Malik means, you know, you are my Lord. So Shankar Malik. Malik.
Mandalapati.
Yes, Mandalapati is her name. So he, until now, he worked like a Muslim mendicant. You know, maybe he had a little topi on his head, right? Yeah, that was given by, you know, Srikanta gave, Bhot Kambal.
So they called it
Darvish. Darvish was like a shanti guy, right? A person. Shanti or mendicant. Not a bhikari, right? So he was such a meek and humble person. You know, he's going to Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in this Muslim dress. Maybe it's a little topi on his head and, you know, no mustache, a little beard. You know. And then, you know, the lungi, maybe he had like a, you know, the
Well, he was not worried. He had no choice. He wanted. He didn't want to change clothes. He didn't have anything.
Yeah, I guess that, you know, also he was kind of hiding, so nobody could recognize him as a Hindu guy, you know, walking. So he walked as a Muslim. So nobody could really detect. And so, so Bhot Kambal was a very interesting thing. You know, so Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was looking at it. Even after changing all, you know, his dress, shaved up, and, you know, he was still having the Bhot Kambal. Bhot Kambal is, as we say in now, we say the Kashmiri, Pashmina. Is it similar? They say Bhot Kambal is very warm, you know, and because Sanatana Goswami was walking on a hilly track, or maybe it was cold. So it would keep him warm, but it probably looking very nice, very rich and fancy also.
We already walked 5 days before we
got the fancy one. Yeah, he was struggling, I guess. That's why he, you know, Srikanta goes understand.
500 miles,
so 500 miles. Yeah. So in the boat Kambal, when Sanatana Goswami got saved up, changed his dress, He still had the boat kambal. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu looked and looked at this, and Krishna Goswami could understand that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu doesn't like this, but you know, I'm here as a mendicant, you know, I'm taking his shelter and having this one rich possession. So Sanatana Goswami goes to the bank of Ganga. There was one guy, Dobi, you know, the washerman. So he, and then he requests from him, that give me some broken, you know, broken quilt. He thought it was a joke. Why are you asking me for a broken quilt? This is a very expensive boat kambal. No, I'm serious. You just give me, I just need this. Anyway, so much sacrifice had been done, so much struggle had been taken. Because these are great personalities, as we count, you know, and because of them, we are in the movement. If we didn't have Rupa Goswami, Sanatana Goswami, you know, maybe Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu may not have another person to compile all these books. Right? He found such valuable jewels from the Nawab Hussain's hands, and he snatched out. So these are Mahabhibhutis, Parupakaraya Mahabhibhutaya, Shatam Vibhutaya. And Niti Sastra says, the great personalities always dedicate their life for the welfare of general people, for the welfare of everyone. Just like the trees bear fruit and they don't eat themselves. It's all given to, it's all there for the humanities to go and take advantage. And the cows are giving milk, but they don't drink. That is for the humanity. The rivers flowing constantly, but they don't, rivers themselves, they don't drink. The water, it's all for humanity. So therefore, the great personalities like this, they are dedicate their life for the benefit of general people in the world. Parupakaraya satam vibhutaya. And also in the Niti Sastra, we say parupakarartham idam sariram. This body is made for the welfare of others. For the welfare of others. So what is that parupakar? Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says, Bharat bhumite hoila. Manushya janmajar. And then these are very good points. First of all, Bharat Bhumi. Why Bharat Bhumi? Bharat Bhumi is glorified even in the assembly of demigods. Dhanyastute Bharat Bhumi Bhage. Those people who take birth in Bharat Bhumi, in the land of Bharata, they are very, very fortunate, they are blessed. Because by taking it in Bharata Varsha, you naturally are inclined to the devotional service. So the Prabhupada writes in the purport that even though the political leaders may make a plan that now you don't have to believe all this, and you don't have to believe this and all that, you know, but still, people have natural inclination for the religiosity and for the devotional service, and they will always go to the temple. I was just talking to one devotee in Mayapur yesterday. They're saying after going through this all COVID thing situations, because during the COVID, people are not allowed to come to the temple in Mayapur, where every day thousands of people come. So now the COVID situation is more or less is kind of gone. So many people are coming in Mayapur, so many people are, you know, so there's no place for foreigners and for Western devotees to walk around. So many people in the food shops, so many people. It's amazing how people are so eager to come, you know. COVID has stopped us from going. Now we are going. You know, let me see. So Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is attracting them all, you know, to come to... So this is the inclination. People want to go to see temple and have darshan of the deities. Therefore, Sri Chaitanya, Srila Prabhupada said that we are opening this temple not for our sake. You know, this temple, you know, we build a temple, people will come and take advantage of the devotional service, take advantage of the darshan of the Lord. So, paropakarartham idam sariram. So, now how much paropakar we have been doing? Idam sariram. This body is made for paropakar, for the welfare of others. Most of the time, and I'm thinking, so most of the time I'm just thinking of myself only. if something for others, not now, maybe later. Paropakarartham. So for others, you know, when we drive on the city, you know, sometimes you'll see any help, you know, anything will help, right? There's a little board, anything will help. But are we ready to help? Paropakarartham. Well, what kind of help we are looking for? Srila Prabhupada says, you know, giving food, giving money, giving clothes, is temporary, right? You know, today he will eat and tomorrow he will be hungry again. But if we give Krishna consciousness to a poor soul and who is struggling in this world, then he will have permanent solution. Yeah. He may still struggle for his food or clothes, but at least if he accepts Krishna consciousness, then, you know, Yadgatvarani Bartante Tad Dhamma Paramam Mama. By, you know, last night we had a class. Once a month I give class on our Nepali group online, Zoom class. There was one Mataji was asking a question. What was the question? She asked that how. I forgot the question. anyway, forgot. Yeah, this. Oh, yeah. The discussion was, you know, Bhagavad Gita, chapter 8, 15, and so we discussed about the holy name. And Krishna. Krishna is always encouraging us, inviting us. Please come to me. You know, you simply. Love me, and then I will take care of you. You come back to my abode. Yadgatvani nivartante. Mamapetya punarjanma dukkhalayam asashvatam. We don't have to struggle here anymore. And Mahatmana, those Mahatmas who follow my advice, they don't come back here again. So the Mataji was asking question, now I remember. So you're asking question. First, when I heard that, you know, when I met devotees and they said, oh, you just chant Hare Krishna, everything will be fine. So I started chanting Hare Krishna, and then they said, oh, you should come visit the temple. So I started going to the temple, and then I got to know that, okay, now you have to be you have to be shuchi, and you know, you have to be clean and this and that, and then gradually, and you have to also start chanting Hare Krishna, you know, 16 rounds, not only one or two, you know. 16 rounds you have to chant, and then, of course, you have to follow the rules and regulations, you know, no meat eating, no gambling, and then all these things you follow, you know. No, you know, and I said, well, that is the principle that Bhagavatam gives, you know, Kirtanadeva Krishna se mukta sangha param braja, that's so very shortcut principle is given. So once you accept the principle, then the detail starts. Yes. Okay, let me chant Hare Krishna. But the detail is, okay, you have to take initiation, and you have to be this, you have to be that, and you know, and then you have to worship the deities, you have to go to the altar, you know, so many details. And then, you know, we have to go through the 10 offenses, my God, you know, so many things. But yes, of course. You know, first, that's the attraction, you know. You know, so, Sukadeva Goswami also gives this, Phalasruti, after each incident in Bhagavatam. And you recite this, three Nrisimhadeva incarnations. Nrisimhadeva appeared and this. So if you read this every morning, then you will have a very firm, fixed devotion in the lotus feet of Krishna. Okay? Let me just recite that. That's the principle, just to attract. And after that, the details start. Okay, so you want to be attracted. You want to be fixed in devotional service, then you do this and this and this and this. So many things. Yeah, so that's how you become fixed in devotional service. That's how you become a loving person. That's how you become a loving candidate to Krishna. By following so many things. But if you simply remain on the street, how you will love Krishna? You will do maybe. What we were discussing before, devotees in Santaras. Yes, God is there. God is great. Yes. But I don't want to go to temple. Santaras, maybe that's like that. They don't have the inclination for the service. But they at least know, okay, I am somewhat connected to God, maybe. It could be personal or impersonal, however, but there are devotees like that also. So they accept. Okay, Hare Krishna mantra. This is great. It is mentioned in Upanishads and in the scripture. But what I would like to do, I will just sit down and just write. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare. Keep writing. The whole notebook is full. And then pile it up again, another one. Yeah, it's like Santaras. I know God is there, and I'm connected to Him. But what I want to do, I simply write down His name. That's my devotional service. Yeah. They're there. Some people are retired, and they don't have much to do. And the children have enough money; they can maintain the parents. But they don't want to go. They don't want to be. Taken any other responsibility. They sit down in their room, just simply chant Hare Krishna, or just simply write Hare Krishna. Chanting is also not so easy for them. So they can write. All day they can keep writing. It's called Holy Name Bank. So so many different ways. So once we accept the principle, then detail follows. So but there are so much of details in devotional service. We say first of all we have Shraddha, from there then we go Adu Shraddha, Sadhu Sangha, and Bhajan Kriya, Anartha Nivritti, and so on. So, looking at the life of Sri Sanatana Goswami and Rupa Goswami, how much painstaking austerities they have taken, they have accepted in their life. Just to be a tool in the mission of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So we can learn something out of this. And so how can we be that important? Not even important. And if we can become one insignificant tool in the mission of Srila Prabhupada, that will be great thing for the movement. Am I saying right? Yes? Okay. Thank you. Sri Krishna Prabhu.
And Mr. Puran stated that the Westerners are, I don't know exactly if those militias or Westerners, They would be better behaved than the men from Harvard. Says the Mr. The Westerners. They would be better behaved than men from Harvard.
I mean, better behaved?
Huh?
What did you say?
Better behaved.
Yeah, they do. Yeah? No. I'm saying that what's foretold in the Bhavishta, you know, when it was described the symptoms of Kali Yuga and what would happen, you state that the people from the Western countries would behave better than the men from Bhavishta.
You say that opposite, it says
Pashchatya Loksha Muna. No, but what I'm saying, I'm wondering why it's said like that. I mean, I don't know.
I'm wondering how that is connected here.
Oh, we don't accept it. I'm just curious, you know, because I've read it, you know, I was wondering.
Yes, I'm wondering how that is connected to our...
No, because like earlier you were talking about, you were saying about the people from Bharat should spread the message, you know, and yeah.
Okay, no, Gadadhara Prabhu is going to make kind of comment on this.
Then, but you said Bhajana Kriya, so translate that.
Bhajana Kriya? Bhajana Kriya means activities of bhajan. Activities of the...
And then the next one you said? The next one?
Anarthana Vritti.
And then...
Nishta.
And he's saying about the Visha Purana, but he's reading the English, right? So you have to get the Sanskrit part and translate it and see if that's correct. See? Because who knows? Who translated that? Right, Pushkar?
It's a great teacher,
but I don't know what.
Okay. Anyone else who would like to comment? Yes, Madhumati Madhaji.
You have to bring your own microphone now.
You know, you're talking about people like writing. Names, which is like, I would say, like chanting,
yes.
You know, and so they don't want to do any seva, active seva, they're just writing, or as I said, just chanting. So what I've heard that before, what you're saying, how is that they're only in Shanta Rasa? In other words, like for example, we understand hearing and chanting is devotional service, yeah?
Service, yes.
We perform service, so how is that if one is just chanting or just writing Krishna's name, then that they're in Shanta Rasa? Can they not be in a higher rasa? Just wondering.
Yeah, as we discussed before in Chaitanya Charitamrita, in the examples of Shanta Rasa, and the person who performs Shanta Rasa, like Sukadeva Goswami, so four Kumaras, but they did Bhagavat, you know, spoke Bhagavat Katha, right?
So they are
now you're
in
it? Yeah. Yeah, so those are there.
Sarada Rasa is not exactly like this. Mm-hmm. It says, Sarada Moksha Krishna Bhakta Narakkari Mane. Krishna Nishta Krishna Te Sante Guri. These are the two quality, main two quality. Krishna, Sanda Bhakta has this.
Yeah, so I
Krishna Nishta Krishna Te.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
What is Krishna Nishta? Next verse, Mahaprabhu explained. That.
Parabrahma Paramatma Gyana Praveen. They have a full conception of Parabrahma and Paramatma.
It is not a cheap thing. Santos is not a cheap user. It's the biggest foundation.
But they are not.
Remember Dr. Patel? You remember Dr. Patel and Prabhupada discussion?
Patel.
It is on.
Dr. Patel. Right?
Yeah. And Dr. Patel.
No. Patel. Gujarati Patel.
Patel. Dr. Patel,
okay,
yes.
Never mind. Dr. Patel.
That's how I see.
Yeah, that's it. That's it. Yeah.
I think many lessons we can learn between Prabhupada and Dr. Patel's discussion. But really, because like other day we were reading, like Prabhupada says that you always have a question. The moment I say something, before you even hear, you already have a question.
Mm.
Means you don't pay attention. And Dr. Patel was like a counter. You know, it's like, well, I am asking an inquisitive, I'm inquisitive, I have a serious question. Prabhupada said, but if you pay attention what I'm speaking, and then to increase from that, you can ask to go further. But bringing another question which is not related, I already answered, but you're not paying attention. It's a very good lesson. Very good lesson.
Huh?
But it was a nice, in another instance, where Prabhupada says, you see, Prabhupada was discussing about Santaras. And at one point, Dr. Patel asked, what Rasa am I? And Prabhupada said, you are Santa. Oh no, I am higher. He didn't like that. I don't know what he understood about Santa, but he didn't like it.
Uh-huh.
Prabhupada said, that's all right, I'll talk about it another day. Well, I don't know in that discussion, but that time Prabhupada said, I'll tell you another day. Okay, maybe later. But immediately he said, I'll tell you another day. But then after a few days, Prabhupada was showing Dr. Patel, there are orphan children in the zoo area.
Mm-hmm.
He said, why not you and your wife make some nice facility for them to take shower, and we dress nicely, and then they can participate in our movement. You know, we can start some program for them.
Yeah, I remember reading that. Yeah.
And then Dr. Patel said, oh, this is not what we do. We don't like to do this. We like to, be in a philosophical discussion like this. And then Prabhupada said, that's why I said you are Santa. You don't want to serve. It was a very keen point. I like that.
So long I don't have a desire to serve, not only devotee, to serve the Lord everybody, mm-hmm. even living people, for sadhu distribution, any service.
It is the underlining according to Prabhupada.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I didn't look at the detail, but I was just summarizing Krishnanishta, Krishnatyag. Yeah, no. Krishnanishta, you have the attachment to Krishna or Ishwara, whoever. And then you have Krishnatyag, and you given up. Krishna, yeah.
Krishna tag, there are four types.
Mm-hmm.
Iha means enjoyment in this world,
mm-hmm.
then enjoyment in heaven, then siddhi power,
mm-hmm.
and then liberation. These four total is Krishna tag.
Mm-hmm.
Mahaprabhu break down the whole. Krishna tag. Mahaprabhu says, Krishna nishta, Krishna tek, sante dui gune. Santo rasa means as a two quality. Okay. Not rasa, we should not say rasa. Rasa is different.
Santa
roti.
Santa bhava,
right? Bhava roti. Not rasa. Rasa is a mixture of anubhav, vibhav. This mix make rasa. We're talking about santa roti.
So, okay, let's say. So, Santaras could be with the.
No,
Santarati. Santarati. Yeah. So, one who is situated in Santarati, he could be personalist or impersonalist too, right?
Yes.
Yeah. So, in case of, let's say, the people who do not. Okay, let's say, particularly Arya Samaj, they know Ishwar is there, Supreme Lord is there, but they don't care about Krishna or anything. Supreme is there, and then they don't care about the Purana. They have Vedas. They say Veda is everything.
I see why Prabhupada is very heavy with them,
mm-hmm.
because 2-3 discussions that Prabhupada had counter with the Arya Samaj had in South Africa. It's like a very heavy point. They do not, their conception of Bhagavan is different than our, completely different. It sounds good, same word. Their conception is that impersonal Brahman, when comes down to the material nature, with Saptagun, it becomes Ishwar. So who is Ishwar? The form of God. Only when he comes in Saptagun. This is bogus. Then he says, yeah, that's why those words can bewilder us. Oh, they believe in Ishwar, but what conception behind the word Ishwar? That's the question. Then he says, when the Nirvishesh Brahman comes in contact with Rajagun, then it turns into Jiva. Then when Nirvishesh Brahman comes in contact with Tamagun, become the Prakriti. So this is a, I understand this is where they come from. Yeah, Shankaracharya, not Shankaracharya so much, Sadananda. Prabhupada says Sadananda is the one who made this mess.
That looked like more like Shankar followers, philosophers.
Yeah.
Okay. Any other points? Any other points?
Arjuna Samaj also don't believe in the deity.
चैतन्य चरितामृत की जय। श्री प्रभुपाद की जय।